Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
From Montana to Mahomes, his call has been synonymous with Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
He's the voice of the Chiefs kingdom, and he joins The Drive every Monday at 4.
You can't doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs!
Here's Mitch Holtis.
Really excited to be joined by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. His appearances are brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association Incorporated, and also Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch, it's been a long time since you've had a chance to talk about an 0-2 football team. You don't have a lot of practice doing this.
I do not. I've been spoiled. I remember it well, though. I remember losing to the Tennessee Titans in week one. We lost Derek Johnson and Mike Gabito in a span of about 40 seconds in that game. And we lost to the Titans, who I thought were going to be pretty good, and they ended up going 2-14. But as we talked before, C-Dot, I have seen Coach Reed 2013 coming off that loss in the playoffs. 2015, we rallied to win 10 straight to get our first playoff win in 20 years. 2017, we got a rally to win 4 straight in December to win the division back-to-back, first time ever. 2019, Mahomes is wrapped, got his kneecap up by his Adam's apple, and we go 6-4. We rally to win every game and win the Super Bowl, first time in 50 years. 2021, 3-4. I could go right down the line. The flashpoints come. They either come at the beginning, the middle, or the end, and I've seen it happen at all three places with Coach Reed in his 13 years. We're just dealing with this one right out of the get-go.
So let's just start with this. I think one of the reasons why I would say I don't have a lot of fire and brimstone today for the team is this is one of the few times that I just think they lost to a team that just right now is better than they are. I think that Philadelphia is the better, healthier team in week two. Now we'll see if that's the case at the end of the season, but I just think the injury suspension, that has just taken a lot of the talent that you need to beat Philadelphia away from this team right now.
Well, I would agree to some extent. I just think it was two good teams, but yeah, I mean, Philly was down Dallas Goedert yesterday, so they weren't at full strength. But that's a really good team, and it really boils down that game to three plays. The missed 58-yard field goal, which allowed Philly to have the short field and get a 52-yard touchdown drive. The failed fourth and one, at their own 36, which that led to a short field goal of 51 yards. So there's 10 points, and then the interception off Kelce's hand and shoulder. and that led to a short field touchdown. Seven you don't get, seven they get. And so that's a 14-point swing. So at the least it's 17 points. At the most it's 24. And when you play a really good team like that, that's enough to tip the scale.
Right now, we're talking to the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Mitch, just kind of go down the line and talk about some of the things that I think led to this team losing. We've discussed this a lot over the last 2 years. It seems to continue to come up. Mahomes is an incredible quarterback. It seems like the deep ball accuracy just hasn't been there the last couple of years. On that deep pass to Thornton, that's just a pass for a quarterback that we all think is one of the greatest to ever play this game. That's just a play you got to make. Maybe the Chiefs still lose if they don't make that play, but their margin for error was just so slim yesterday that that's one of those plays that, man, you got to execute and make that play down the field.
Yeah, I mean, you come back and get the one to Thornton, but you're saying you get both of those and you win the game. Or you get the one you're talking about, and then that the sequence leads to and Kelce catches the one he's got. You're still 6 yards away from taking the lead against that team in the fourth quarter. But almost thought Pat was surprised by it. You're going to hear him tonight. I know you have him every week. We've got him tonight at the Hall of Honor, and we're going to discuss it. He's a shy away from it. I'm curious what he saw and thought, but I think the fact that Thornton was so wide open almost surprised Pat, because he hasn't had the open deep receivers a lot, you know, for the last several years. But then he comes back and hits Thornton on the deep post, and the fact that they've had four plays now of 30 yards or more in the first 2 weeks. Last year they had 16 the entire season. So if you're already ahead of schedule of where you were, you want to be way ahead, but you get this done with the four 30-plussers, and you have not really had Worthy, Rice, or people forget not having Jalen Royals either.
Mitch, let's just go down the line. That was kind of my thought on Patrick Mahomes. Just that's a play that I feel like you got to make on those. Like that play, just he's wide open. The next thing is, and Rob and I kind of disagree a little bit on this. They had a 4th-and-1 from the 37-yard line. They decide to run for it. I thought their offensive line got kind of beat on that play, and Kareem Hunt gets hit in the backfield. And also, I want to get your opinion on 4th-and-7. The Chiefs have the ball on their own 29-yard line. They punt in that scenario. There's about 7 minutes left in the game. I agree with their decision to punt, just because you can't afford to miss it there and put the ball right on the Eagles' doorstep. What did you make of those two fourth down calls and decisions?
You know, I didn't mind either one, actually. And then the 4th-and-4, they get the Kelce 14-yarder. And after being 3 of 3 in fourth down against the Chargers in Brazil, this is a team that's really, the Chiefs team has been really pretty good on fourth down conversions over the past couple of years. Now, to run the old-school T formation and to try to – that's a late-developing play. Yes, there was penetration, but that play takes a while. You're basically running a double lead, triple lead, really, with your inline tight end. And then you've got two guys in the backfield, like the old-school Amos Alonzo Stagg T formation. It takes a while. You're not going straight ahead. You're going laterally to begin, and then you hope you make a cut. Now, you're also running it into the teeth of one of the fastest defenders in the league of his size in Nolan Smith Jr. So in that instance, there's a lot of, all right, 4th-and-1, go for it there. And I asked Coach about it. We'll talk about it tonight. You know, we've got him on exclusively tonight. He'll visit about it. But that call, I think, I got a feeling they wish they had it back, to have the three back take one count, two count, Nolan Smith Jr. so fast, and they don't make it. There may be a straight ahead, a lead. They, you know, they went back later with the fullback trap that worked when they had Kareem Hunt as the fullback. So probably overs on the call, but not overs on the decision.
I've been really banging this drum over the last couple of days. Is in one of the ways that this offense can turn the corner is just simply by running the football more effectively, either committing to the run or just being better at it when they run the football. So far this season, if you remove Patrick Mahomes' run plays that aren't really design plays, they're more scrambles than anything, the Chiefs have called 30 run plays, and they've got 96 yards on those runs. One of the ways that I think could open this offense up a little bit and just help this offense, especially in some short yardage situations, they just got to be more effective running the football than they've been so far through the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, I won't argue with that. You always want to be balanced, but I would say more straight-ahead runs, and even 4 yards is your grade. That's your line here. Anything below four, which you said is the average, is not good, and then anything above four, hey, you'll live with it. Meaning, if I run the ball 3 times and gain 4 yards each time, I've got a first down plus two. So sometimes it's going straight ahead and then just committing into it. Even if you commit to it on one series and just say, this is what we're going to do, so you give that look to the team. But this is, this is the stuff they discuss. They want to be balanced. And to do so against the Giants will be a little bit tougher because you can argue the best part of the Giants team is their defensive front. They got some dudes up there now. So it won't be easy to run on them, but that doesn't mean you don't try to run.
Right now, we're talking to Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, getting his thoughts on some of the big storylines from yesterday. I got to get your thoughts on the Kelce drop. I mean, that's a play that your team is down, injury, suspension. You call the number for 87. You call the number for one of the greatest players in league history. He doesn't make that play. It directly takes points off the board. We mentioned the margin of error for this team. Just really tough to overcome how good Philadelphia is if you're leaving money on the table, so to speak.
Well, and he's made that catch, 10,000 times seemingly. And that's where Pat's got to put the ball. In the red zone, you put the ball, numbers are below. If you go numbers or above, there's too often of a chance of getting intercepted. And ironically, that gets intercepted because of a deflection off Kelce's hands. But it was there. It was there. That's a touchdown. And then to have it boomerang on you and they run it back to midfield, that makes it tough. But the point, Kelce's just going to make that play, and he'll own it. He'll wear it. But especially when you're down the receivers that I mentioned, you just, again, the margin of error slide, and Kelce's the one guy you can depend on, especially in the red zone.
Mitch, we went through the numbers right before we had you on here. This team has called 14 cover zero all-out blitzes so far this season. They actually blitzed Jalen Hurts. That was the highest number of blitzes that Spags has called up since 2019. What do you make of the amount of pressure they've been sending so far this season?
Well, it's a pressure, but it's not just the pressure. Yesterday, I thought that was outstanding. But it was 64% of the time they blitz. Which might be one of the most, I think, in Spags' time here. But they did so in a disciplined fashion. When you look at the fact that Jalen Hurts has been so good at running the ball and he decimated the Cowboys in week one with scrambles, CDOT, he had 9 rushes for 16 yards and getting blitzed 64% of the time. That meant you blitz by being disciplined. And it wasn't, okay, if you do a zero blitz and it's a matter of you don't leave places uncovered. That goes back to Chris Jones leaving the flank uncovered and losing the Chargers game. So to blitz effectively and then to blitz with discipline is key, especially against a team like that. Do you realize this was the lowest Eagles offensive performance output-wise since week 6 of 2021? I'll give Matt McMullen credit on that one. So you're looking at a powerful team. You mentioned them and how good they are, and I agree. But you basically limited them as much as they've been limited in 4.5 seasons. So defensively, it was much better yesterday. Coach Reed will talk about the tackling that was there. But they were disciplined in staying in their lanes and bottled up Jalen Hurts. You allowed 3 short field scores. That's it. Otherwise, this defense stood toe-to-toe with a really good offense and basically won the day with those 3 exceptions. And those exceptions, they were put in a tough spot, including one sudden change.
Mitch, I will just give you the floor here to give us your thoughts on Philadelphia's quarterback sneak. I was for it this offseason. I would have voted to keep it. I just don't like the way that they are enforcing it. I feel like Philadelphia lines up incorrectly. I felt like we saw multiple times that there was a false start. I mean, if you're going to allow them to run this play, then let them run the play. But you at least got to call the penalties as they come. And it feels like in some ways the officials have just kind of thrown their hands up whenever they line up in this formation. What do you see from your vantage point? What do you think of Philadelphia's tush push?
I think officials need to discuss this. And I got to creep in. If I'm a head linesman or I'm the down judge, I stay on the sideline. If that formation happens, I should be allowed to creep in about 10 yards so I can see it. they're missing it because they can't see it. All you have are all these bodies, and it looks like you're in rush hour traffic, and you really can't distinguish anything that happens in this rugby scrum. And they stay on the sideline. That's where they're supposed to be, but they're missing misalignment. They're missing movement, and because they can't see it, I would bet you've got to see it because you've got to call it. And so they need to, if there's nobody outside of me or motions outside of me, it's just like a referee in basketball. They move. Now, you got somebody in the trail, the lead, and the C position in basketball. But they move with the ball and with the players. And if you're going to do this, then I would love to hear an explanation that a down judge or a line judge should be able to creep in if I have no player outside of my shoulder or outside of my body, or they motion or run a player outside of me. Just to stand there on the sideline and stare, essentially, what's half of 53? Half of 53 is what, 27? I'm 27 yards away, and I can't see everything because I got helmets and bodies and everything else. So if you're going to allow the tush-push, then the officials have to realign to correctly call it.
Mitch, I feel like this is going to be the last season of the tush-push. I don't know how much national conversation you got a chance to hear afterwards. I mean, but this feels like it's the top story this weekend in the National Football League. Marquee game on Fox. Philadelphia ran the play 7 times. It just feels like the entire narrative around the play is really starting to shift. That, again, somebody like me that was in favor of the play, I just don't think that it is officiated properly on both sides. Defense lines up incorrectly. Offense lines up incorrectly. Yep. Just the entire thing just feels broken to me right now.
All it's going to take is Hurts is going to get under there, and it's going to be a legal play, and it may not even be a defensive player. Hurts is going to get his knee awkwardly under there some point, and you've got 900 pounds of human on him. They keep walking the plank. Wasn't Jason Kelce even talking about it? Like, it's, he said it was frightening for him because he's at the bottom of basically 1,200 pounds. And Juergens, the center for Philly, would be interesting to get in the offseason, have him on your show. He's from Beatrice, Nebraska. So get that dude on and ask him about it. But the fact that you've got a center who snaps it, and then you have this 1,500 pounds of flesh on you, but if Hurts just gets a knee in there awkward somehow, or Josh Allen or whatever, then you're going to see real problems. But you've got to realign these officials on a tush-push because they can't see it. They don't have a camera in front of them. And if New York's not going to be able to call illegal procedure or an offside misaligning, then you've got to figure something out because they're just blocked from the play.
Mitch, I'll get you out of here with these two final questions. You and I have had enough Chiefs conversations. I know you're not panicked. I know you're not pressing the panic button. How do you think they turn this thing around? If you look at the history of it, teams that start 0-2, they make the playoffs 12% of the times. That's not where I'm at. I'm not worried about this team and their ability to make the postseason. But a lot of it is, hey, you got to play better football on this schedule. It doesn't get a lot easier. They don't have a lot of gimmies on this schedule. They play good teams, playoff teams from last year, a lot of very talented teams. From you watching this team, you following this team, you following this league, now that they have created this deficit, tell us how you think they turn things around.
You allocate your assets. It's the same thing I talked with Matt McMullen after the Super Bowl. So what you do, and they're doing this right now, is you allocate your assets. What do we have? What can we do well right now? We're going to center around that. And you know reinforcements are coming. What's the next best thing we can do to add to our what we're doing well list? And then you add it increasingly. So there is no panic. And you can say cliche, you just got to take the next game and take it one play at a time. Well, there's truth to that. But it really starts before you play. And it starts with, hey, we have assets on this team. How do we lift those up and reduce our liabilities? And then let's focus in on this week using the assets. But then what can we add that's close to being there? And so that's speaking in generalities. But this team, this staff – is very good at fixing things. And the quarterback that I'm going to have on with me tonight, who is the winningest quarterback under the age of 30, he turns 30 on Wednesday, but under the age of 30 in National Football League history, is a fix-it guy. He doesn't point fingers at you, me, or anybody else. He will take it upon himself. How do we fix it? What can we do well right now? What are we doing well right now? What are we on the verge of doing well? And that's when we start to put together our engine here, so to speak. But you do it a piece at a time, and you don't like lose it and panic and start just chucking the ball down the field. And you got to look at what you can do asset wise against the New York Giant defense, which is pretty good, especially their front seven and especially their defensive front. So that's where you start. But it is incremental, and it is right now. And that's where they're focused and working on. I look for them to rally.
Mitch, last thing, and I'll get you out of here. You got a very busy night, a very special night. Tell people about it.
Yeah, this is really one of the more awesome nights of the year. And we've got a special guest coming to the show tonight, Olivia Lyon. She's great. She's from North Central Kansas, Smith Center, man, my hometown. She'll be there along with her dad tonight, Taylor Lyon. But there's a lot of special invited guests, a lot of folks registered at Hy-Vee in the Metro to be there tonight. But it's Patrick Mahomes at the Hall of Honor. And this is the one show we have a year. If we have Kelsey, we do this too. But Pat always agrees to do it early in the season. And we have it at the Hall of Honor. It's really kind of a celebration of what Pat's about and what the Chiefs are about. And to have it in the Hall of Honor and in that venue is awesome. So, yeah, it's a special night. And it's not just any regular Kingdom night. But I was going to tell you, too, did you get to listen to last week's show with Pacheco at the end?
No, I did not.
Okay. Remember, we had Pop on, and we had the graduates of the GED program at the University of Kansas Health System. And these were young ladies that had to kind of fight their way to get the GED. There are so many barriers to them in getting that done. The University of Kansas Health System did an amazing job in a program. But remember, Pacheco had to kind of fight to go back to Rutgers to get his degree. His message to those graduates and all the folks in the audience last week on Berry Road at Hy-Vee was incredible. We just have good dudes on this team who get it beyond football. And I know we got to play better, and we're 0-2. We lost to two good teams, and we got to figure this piece out. But when you have dudes of high quality character and high caliber approach to life and the game, you got a fighting chance no matter your record, no matter who you play. And it starts with Patrick Mahomes. But you also heard it if you listened to the show last week with Isaiah Pacheco. So that's why tonight's good, because the dude that's leading this team on the field is wired to fix it and to rally. But it's the way he lives his life, even when he drives out of the practice facility at One Arrowhead Drive.
That is Mitch Holtz, his voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the show. He's brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association, Incorporated, and also Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, really looking forward to the show tonight. This is a special one. You got Andy Reid and you got Patrick Mahomes on the show. Really looking forward to listening to it on the way home.
Yeah, gold jackets all around for tonight, man.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mitch.
All right, see you, Doc.
Absolutely. That is Mitch Holtzis joining us on the show. One day, Mitch Holtzis should get one of those gold jackets. He certainly deserves it for his time as the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Rob, are you panicked about the Chiefs? I kind of told myself this before the Eagles game. They were going into it as underdogs. I think if you tried to look at it reasonably, the Eagles are a better football team today than Kansas City is. Doesn't mean that the Chiefs can't win the Super Bowl. Doesn't mean that they can't win the division. But I think the Eagles win that game 7-8 times out of 10. I think that right now they are the healthier, better team. So going into it, you knew that you would kind of put yourself behind the They got two games to get themselves out of the hole. You got a game against the Giants. You are better than them. You should win that. That is a 5-win, maybe 6-win team. They'll be scrappy. I don't think the Chiefs run away from the Giants, but that is a game that you should win. And you have a very important game at the end of the month at home against the Ravens. You win those two games, you get back to 2-2, and you have undone the damage, so to speak, from the first 2 weeks of the season. So I'm not pressing the panic button yet. I mean, I'm sitting by the panic button. If they lose to the Giants, it will be fair to press the panic button. If this team starts off 1-3, and we got to see how the rest of it plays itself out, maybe you hit the panic button then. But I'm going to give them until the end of the month. I'm not going to panic. There's things that I'm worried about for sure. Their run game is an issue to me. is this a team that's going to stay healthy? Because I would say maybe one flaw that I think we all, and I'm part of this too, is, well, you know, hey, week six, they'll get this guy back, they'll get this guy back, and everything will go back to normal. What does normal look like for this wide receiver room? What does normal look like for this running back room? They just haven't had a healthy, viable this entire time. I just don't know what that looks like for this offense.
I wouldn't say I'd say our panic meters are similar. I also think it depends on what you consider panic. I'm way more panicked about the one seed baby have already slipped the Chiefs' fingers 2 weeks in, but I'm not panicked like, oh, this is not a playoff team. I'm not panicked about the AFC West yet, although one of the teams tonight is going to end up 2-0, so two games back potentially with a game in hand against the Chargers, not a great start. But I'm not a, like, oh my goodness, burn it down panic, but I think it depends on what you're pinpointing your panic for, because being 0-2 is not a great indicator of, hey, they're going to be the one seed into the Arrowhead Invitational all over again. This feels like even if they get it turned around, you've kind of made it very difficult for yourself to not end up in Buffalo or Baltimore at some point.
Coming up on the other side, there is one thing that I'm frustrated about with the Chiefs. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Tune in Mondays at 4 to hear the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, a couple of things I want to read. And maybe we'll talk about what I teased in this segment. Maybe we'll talk about it in the next segment. I will talk about it. I want to answer these texts first. Someone on the text line says, Carrington, I'll use your hypothetical button. Would you press a button right now that guarantees the Chiefs are 3-3 when Rashee Rice gets back? Do you take it or play it out? I absolutely press the button. I don't hesitate to press the button. They play the Ravens and the Commanders since then. Now, we'll see what happens with Jaden Daniels, how healthy he is, but I 100% take three wins over the next, I mean, three of the next four, right? Yes, I absolutely take that if given the opportunity to do that. Do you not press the button, or do you roll the dice so they can go 4-2 in that stretch?
The only reason I think I'd play it out is Jaden Daniels' health. That's why.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
That's not even one of the four. I actually have my games
Lions,
off. So
right?
These are the ones they have. They have on the road against the Giants,
win.
Home against the Ravens,
toss
on the
up.
Road against Jacksonville, home against the Lions. I was off on the Commanders, so my apologies there. So that's not even in the stretch of games.
So now, that changes the. Yes, I would lock in 3-3.
So they have the Ravens and the Lions at home. Yes,
I 1-1 in those games. Yeah. You beat the Jags. You beat the yes. Okay,
I would just say right now, based off the offense that the Chiefs have, I don't think that they win both of those games. They win one of them at home, sure. Like, you aren't going 0-3 to me against Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Detroit at home. But with the injuries that they currently have, not having Rashee Rice, I don't know if you score enough to beat both of those teams. Yes, I press the button.
Yes, now with the proper if it was Commanders and not Lions, I would ride it out because I think you can beat the Commanders. Like, I think they're a little bit in regression, the team I saw Thursday night. So, but yeah, you basically are asking me, would you take a toss up between the Lions and the Ravens? Because you think they're going to beat the Jags, or I assume you're going to think you're going to beat the Jags, and you assume they're going to beat the Giants, then yes, lock me in for 3-3. Rashee Rice is back, ready to go. Yeah.
This is the other part, and I don't say this to sound negative. I say this is just, I don't think we have the answer to this. And if I would say one of the flaws in how I think the Chiefs were built, one of the flaws is their offseason plan was, well, what if everybody stays healthy? Which sounds really good when everybody is healthy, but things change. It's football. Someone texted in, I think they'll be 3-3 through 6. They'll get Rice back, Worthy healthy, and we'll go from there. What if that's not the case? Again, I'm not here to fearmonger. I'm not here to press the panic button. But my belief heading into the season was, man, you got a healthy version of Isaiah Pacheco. It's a contract year. Look at the additions that they've made on the offensive line. Man, you know what, man? Pacheco's coming back. I haven't seen Isaiah Pacheco yet. The last game that Rashee Rice played was September 29th, and we're talking about him coming back in mid-October. Is what we're talking about. I'm talking about a 13-month absence from playing football. We're also not factoring in that other players are going to get injured between now and then. That's just kind of how football works. So you got to hope that all of these things line up at one time. And I only bring this up because so far, man, the Chiefs have just had a really tough time lining all of these things up. That their offseason plan was, yes, we're going to get everybody back. So far, that plan has failed. Who is to say that that plan ever comes true? Their plan was, we got enough at running back. I think they were wrong. I'm not here to tell you all the guys that they should have got at running back. We don't have to go through it right now. But now that we are here, I am all for them doing a 6th-round pick swap, 7th-round pick swap. Like, they need a spark in the run game. And I just don't think that spark is currently on their roster. I don't think that spark is Elijah Mitchell. They haven't given him a carry yet. If you can't get a carry on this Chiefs team, maybe this NFL thing ain't for you anymore. Breshard Smith, young guy, not holding. He's a 7th-round pick. I wasn't expecting him to save the run game. He has one carry so far. So these are not two guys that you can count in the run game. So if you're talking about one thing I want to see them do, I'm interested in moving a 5th for a 6th and doing something. You got to give yourself a little bit of pop in the run game. What they're doing right now running the football, it's not sustainable. Patrick Mahomes has 40 more rush yards than Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. That's just not who he is. That's not the offense that the Kansas City Chiefs have. So I certainly understand the optimism, and I'm with you. I just think you at least got to ask yourself well, what if that's not what happens? What's your plan B? I get you want to go to Harvard. What if they don't accept you? Are you not going to fill out an application to go to any other college? What if Xavier Worthy is just never healthy this season? Like, that's a possibility, right? He dislocated his shoulder, and we think he's going to be back in 2 weeks. He's not going to have surgery. It's a pain management thing. What if he's not the same guy? What if it takes Rashee Rice 2-3 weeks to kind of get going? You got some important games during that stretch. You got the Commanders during that stretch. You got a divisional game against Las Vegas. We'll see how good Vegas is during that stretch. you got the Buffalo Bills during the stretch. Like, what if it takes Rashee Rice a month to get going? What if we're talking about this team starting 4-5, 4-6 before they kind of get things going? Like, you kind of create a little bit of a deficit for yourself. I'm not comparing them to this team, but it's kind of what's happened to the Bengals for the last couple of years. You just start slow, and now you spend all of October and a lot of November just trying to dig yourself out of the hole that you created in the early portion of the season. So again, I'm not here to fearmonger. I'm not here to be negative. I'm just simply pointing out what can happen. This season, their off-season philosophy was, we finally got all of these guys healthy. That plan didn't make it to week one. It didn't make it to week one. Oh, I guess it did. It made it to week one, one series of week one. It made it one series in week one, and then an injury happened, and now they got to manage the injury the entire year. So I at least think you got to be open to that conversation of, well, what happens if they don't get everybody healthy? How do you open up this offense? How do you get things going? How do you fix it? Because what could happen is, right when you get Xavier Worthy back, Hollywood can now go on the injury list. You could lose Tyquan Thornton, and Thornton has been a big positive for them. It hasn't been all negative for the Chiefs. The fact that they may have found a really good third option, fourth option in Tyquan Thornton is one of the big positives. They need him right now. He is not an extra piece. No, he is one of their most important players to help get you through this stretch. So a lot of this is just, you just got to knock on wood and hope that you can stay healthy for as long as you can, because the Chiefs have been one of those teams early in the year who have just been bit by the injury bug. I call it the wheel of misfortune. It has certainly landed on the Kansas City Chiefs. Pacheco isn't the same player that he was pre-injury. Xavier Worthy has been out for this team. Hollywood, I think, has been pretty inconsistent. Juju's been inconsistent. I just don't think the Chiefs have a lot of dogs right now. And if you don't have a lot of dogs, A, it's hard to beat a team like Philadelphia. And when you get the opportunities, you can't miss Tyquan Thornton, who's wide open in the middle of the field. You can't turn a – there was one turnover in the game. It was the Chiefs at the one-yard line as they're about to walk into the end zone. You missed multiple fourth down plays. You gave up a catch down the field to Devontae Smith on a third down play. Like, their margin for error is so slim. And I tell you guys this all the time. Football games are defined by 5 to 8 plays. The Chiefs just didn't make many of those plays yesterday. A, I don't know if they have the talent to make those plays consistently, not against a team like Philadelphia. And they just had a lot of self-inflicted mistakes that happened yesterday in the game. Coming up on the other side, I'll tell you what frustrated me about yesterday. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
All right, I got a couple of opinions. And then we'll get back to the game. I think the Chiefs are doing a lot of talking. I didn't like the t-shirt yesterday around Rashee Rice. I don't like it. I don't like what it insinuates, and it just seems really silly to wear it. So for those of you that don't know, the pass catchers on the team wore a free four shirt for Rashee Rice. He's suspended because of his own actions. It's not like we're arguing that the suspension is unjust. It's just a bad look, a very unnecessary look. He should be suspended. I don't really understand the purpose of wearing the shirt or the message that is trying to be communicated to us in you guys wearing the shirt. I want to play for you guys what Andy Reid had to say. He was asked about the t-shirts that the players wore pregame.
Yeah, I've seen it since. I didn't see it then, but I would tell you, I know these guys love Rashee, and they feel for him sitting out here, you know, and so it's, I think it's no more than that, Matt. I'm sorry, Sam. I just think that those guys, they love the kid and want him to feel part of it in their own way. I really don't think it's anything more than that, Sam.
I agree with that part of it. Well, then the messaging has to be different then. The messaging has to be different. Whoever idea it was to come up with those shirts, you know what free fill in the blank means. You usually wear that when somebody is locked up, somebody in jail. Maybe somebody is wrongly in prison. Hey, free my dog. That's not what happened with Rashee Rice. It just was a really bad look for a team that usually they're pretty smart about these things. They're pretty conscious about these things. I just thought it was a very, very silly thing to do before the game. The talking then continued. I don't like Travis Kelce yelling at other guys. And then when he makes a mistake in the game, A, nobody goes up to him and yells. And then not making yourself available for the media. I just don't like it. I don't like it. I don't think that's a good look. Maybe that goes against the it's too much talking, but part of accountability is answering the question. Everybody else answers the question. Mahomes has to stand there and be accountable for the mistakes that happen throughout the game. Andy Reid has to answer the questions. Like, this is what happens. There's nowhere to be found during it. Chris Jones has been doing the most talking, I would say, through the first 2 weeks of the season. I thought the clip at the end of the game perfectly summed up how the Chiefs defensive front has played so far this season, and also the debate that we have against the Eagles. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the NFL cameras caught it. You can hear Chris Jones at the end of the game. He is upset. He is screaming. He then yells at Jalen Hurts, "You don't even have 100 yards. Jalen Hurts looks at him and says, bro, you about to lose. Shut up. And then that just ends the conversation. It has defined everything that we have argued against about the Eagles over the last, I don't know, year or so. The Eagles just continue to win. Maybe you want to give their quarterback credit for that. Maybe you don't want to give their quarterback credit for that. He doesn't really seem to mind that he maybe doesn't get the credit that he deserves. All they do is win. The Eagles have won 18 of their last 19 games. This is a team right now that I don't even think they've played an A game so far in their first two games. I mean, they were all right against the Cowboys, and they were fine yesterday against the Chiefs. This isn't a team that you would say is firing on all cylinders. But you know what? They just figure out a way to win. And for a defensive player in that moment to yell at the other team's quarterback, essentially, you haven't played well, even though you didn't get a hit on Jalen Hurts the entire game. You or George Karlaftis, neither one of you touched Jalen Hurts the entire evening. The first time you touched him was dapping him up after the game. I then don't want to hear you yelling across the line, hey, you didn't play well enough. Well, then you didn't play well enough. Right, what are we arguing here? You lost. I think Jalen Hurts telling him to shut up is the right response to it. What are you talking about? It's just a lot of talking right now coming from the Chiefs, which is good when you're winning. But when you're losing, I just need to see more action than what I've seen. You can't have zero quarterback hits in the game and then you're arguing at the other team's quarterback. You can't be the get in your face. I'm a headbutt this guy. I'm throwing helmets on the sideline. I'm holding guys accountable. I'm a fiery leader. And then you don't want to address the media at the end when you have the biggest turnover, the only turnover of the game. Whose idea was it to wear the free four shirts? Do we have the answer to that? We just don't get an answer. I just didn't like it, Rob. I just didn't like a lot of the energy surrounding the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday. I thought it was a lot of talking yesterday.
What's that old saying? There was more bark than bite from the Chiefs? Because that's how I felt too. We saw this the same. I honestly didn't know the free Rasheed shirts or free four or whatever they were existed until I saw on social media. But they are the epitome of goofy. That's 100% just goofy behavior. But my bigger problem was with Chris Jones. Chris Jones on the sideline, he was emotional, he was yelling, he was, you know, chirping and chatting all day with the Eagles offensive line and with Jalen Hurts. And the game is over. The Eagles are about to kneel twice to win the game. Or maybe just once. The Eagles are about to kneel and win the game. There is nothing left to say. There is nothing left to talk. You have lost. Be quiet. And he's caught on camera yelling about individual stats. Who cares about it? About that? If Jalen Hurts rushed for 1 yard, but the Eagles won, that doesn't matter. You know how you go to a lot of high school basketball games because of your documentary. You know, like when one student section starts chanting stuff, the other one just chants scoreboard? It shuts the other side up. That's what Jalen Hurts did to Chris Jones. I did not like talking trash in the final 30 seconds of a game you've lost. And the free Rasheed shirts, just silly. Stop. The Chiefs need to maybe go on a media blackout. Maybe they need to turn Twitter off on their phone. I don't know what they need to do, but they need to stop talking and start acting, because right now it is more bark than bite.
Someone on the text line, CDOT, they're just showing support for their bro. I think you're stretching with this one. Then I would say then your messaging was wrong. Your messaging was wrong. Whoever had the idea of wearing a free four shirt understands what that culturally means when you say free fill in the blank. If it was just support for your bro, four, we miss you. That's simple. No one's arguing this. Like, I'm with you. It's not that big of a deal. It's a t-shirt. It was just a theme of the day. Like, that's just not a good decision. I'm sorry. It's not a good decision, especially for what he's suspended for. He did it. What are we talking about? He pled guilty to two felonies. We saw the video of it. He did it. Free four? Free him from what? What are we freeing him for? It just is bad messaging that for someone who is as brand conscious as Travis Kelce is, it's just a very surprising thing to do. We're talking about right now, you're attached to the most wholesome and pure brand in America. Free four? Free him from what? It didn't make any sense to me why they even do this yesterday. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the game. The Chiefs fall to 0-2 after a loss to the Eagles. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.